الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said that obey him, obey Allah سبحانه وتعالى, obey Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and obey those who are on authority on you. And our way is to obey whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put them on authority. May Allah forgive us. Inshallah, we will be from our Grand Sheikh's teachings. He said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Allah created him, he ordered angel to get a piece of from earth, dirt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that, he created the form, the structure of the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And he put him in heaven. And angels at that time were coming and going and visiting with Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and this is before Allah sent the spirit in him. They were coming and visiting and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's irada will wanted to make Adam alayhi salam to move, means he wants him to be not only body but body and soul, he sent the spirit to him and he was moving now and was praising his Lord into sajda. Immediately he went making sajda, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he created him, or else he was a body without soul in heavens. And then he saw these angels are coming and visiting with him, looking at him and praising their Lord. Whenever they look at him, they praise their Lord. They look at him, they praise that Lord. He was surprised. Although we know when Allah said in Holy Quran to angels that I am creating on earth representatives. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. وعن
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to angels, I am going to make Khalifa on earth, representative for me on earth. This is what, oh Allah, which you are going to create someone or people who are going to make corruption and bloodshed on earth. He said, I know more than you know. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. I know what you know not. What you don't know, I know. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ
وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي أسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين.
If you know that there is going to be corruption and bloodshed, then okay. I am teaching Adam all the names. Means I have given him all his descendants, who is coming from him. And I am teaching him all whatever names that I am creating, I am teaching him. If you know what you are saying that you know, then give me the names of this, what I am giving Adam. They said, "Oh Allah, we don't know. Whatever you taught us, we know. That's it, our limit." He said, "Okay, then I know what you don't know." So he created Adam and he gave him علم آدم الأسماء كلها, and he taught him, means he has put in him all what he is creating for this earth, for this life. Sayyidina Adam was carrying that and he was moving in paradise. And wherever he moved, he see the angels coming and praising Allah, looking at him, praising Allah, looking at him, praising him. He was surprised. He asked, "Ya Rabbi, what is this? Wherever I go, they follow me. They are looking at me and praising you. What is that?" He asked Jibreel alayhi salam. He was surprised, stunned of their numbers. Infinite numbers. He cannot count them. As angels cannot count a human being, he cannot count angels, but he can count human beings, and angels can count angels. With all their, what Allah has given them to angels, they are coming to Sayyidina Adam, looking and praising him. He said, "Ya Jibreel, what is this?" He said, "Ya Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in you, he taught you all the names. Means he put in you all this creation. But among them, he put the best of the creation. Best than you, more better than you. He put Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are coming to see that light that coming from your forehead. Seeing that light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are amazed. They don't have a description for that. Because wherever they go in paradise, they see, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah. Allah raised his name was Allah's name. So they see the name of Muhammad and now they see the light of Muhammad. That's why they are coming, praising Allah when they see that light in your forehead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that light in the forehead of Sayyidina Adam for everyone to see. The light of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, all the inhabitants of paradises to see that light. And Sayyidina Adam was very tall. When Iradatullah came and Adam ate from the forbidden tree, disobeyed his Lord, Allah sent him on earth. Not only because he ate from the tree, because he is ma'soom, he is a prophet. He cannot disobey his Lord. But those atoms, or those the seeds of human beings that Allah has put them in His back, some of them they are unbelievers. They didn't believe in Allah, kuffar. So there some munafiqun, hypocrite, some heretics. So this kind of unbelievers, they moved, they love to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They moved Adam's hand to eat from the tree. It's not Adam that ate from the tree. How possible a prophet can disobey his Lord? It's unacceptable. Because Allah said His prophets are perfect, are innocent from sin. So it is those who make sin in dunya, or unbelievers, they moved together in an involuntary act of Adam through their movement inside his body, they moved his hand and ate from the tree. For that, they have no place in paradise, unbelievers. And that's why unbelievers cannot enter paradise. Only believers. So what is their place then? They cannot stay in paradise. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam to dunya. Because it is the place of unbelievers. And that's why you see unbelievers in dunya very successful. They control the money of the world. They control the power of the world. They control everything. Allah gave them dunya. Akhirah for believers. So He made them to move Sayyidina Adam hands to eat, to send them to dunya. Because they have no place in paradise. Paradise cannot accept an unbeliever. It will reject unbelievers. Believer cannot get inside. So for that reason, Allah sent Adam to dunya. And when He sent him to dunya, He shrunk him. And Sayyidina Adam was 60 arms when Allah sent him to dunya. He was tall, giant. And at that time they were very tall. In paradise he was taller. When Allah sent him to dunya, He made him smaller. And when Adam went to dunya, angels were yawning for that light that it was in the forehead of Prophet forehead of Adam, the light of Sayyidina Muhammad. They were asking, Ya Rabbi, what we are yawning for that light. We love that light. There is a ounce familiarity with that light. We cannot see it anymore. Adam left paradise. Allah has sent them to dunya. And He gave them 1 month in one place where they can go and visit and they can see that light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Grand Sheikh say that Allah has sent them to Mecca, the place of the birth of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where angels can visit that place where the light was coming out. And it was in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. So that month Allah gave it an importance for them to visit with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before creation of Sayyidina Muhammad in dunya. Because Sayyidina Muhammad was created. He said, I was كنت نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. And whatever Allah has created first is my light. So creation of the light and spirit of Sayyidina Muhammad was in paradise before everything, before everyone. In dunya, Allah made that light to be in that place, Makkah. And where he put his Baytul Ma'mur in the same city, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Allah built his house. He brought his prophet near his house. And that's why, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, cannot be away. Where prophet was born is near Kaaba, is walking distance. So the secret of Tawheed, the light of Tawheed is in Kaaba. The light of servanthood is by Kaaba, near Kaaba, where Prophet was born. And that's why it was a place for angels to visit on earth. They were visiting Kaabatullah, doing tawaf, and visiting the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it's going to come from there. Because wherever, from wherever is that place that Allah created the body of Prophet, it's from that piece of land, that light coming there. So angels were visiting there. And in every month of Rabi'ul Awwal, every year, that month, Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of the Prophet's birthday, angels are allowed to go and visit the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam there. And Grand Sheikh said that, may Allah bless him, that Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Prophet the numbers of these angels that they were visiting with him and visiting his light. And those awliyaullah who are inheriting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam these secrets, Prophet gave them the secret of the number of these angels. And Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless him, that Awliyaullah has counted on every breath that comes out, yani that smallest, because at that time there was no counting, there was, how are they are going to count by seconds? And every breath, there was 900,951 angels in 900,951 angels in every second coming, visiting with Prophet and going. Meaning every second, that's what that means. Every breath means every second. There were around 1 million angels, 900,951 angels coming, visiting and going. Now numbers, there is significance in numbers. As we explained before in these meetings, some of you didn't hear it, but some of you heard it, about significance of numbers in Holy Quran. And we explained about Surah Al-Hadid, about the number, the verse of the ayah is 50, the surah in the Holy Quran is number 57. And the Surah Al-Hadid, and Al-Hadid, the iron, is mentioned in Holy Quran in 5 places. And the verse of Surah Al-Hadid is the verse 25th, And if you put the basmala, it's 26. So if you put these together, you will find that there are 5 atoms of hadith, of iron, that they found scientists nowadays. The middle of these 5 atoms, the middle one, its mass, the weight of its mass is 57. The electrons, the number of electrons in the atom of iron is 26. So how Quran used it? This is from the A'jaz al-Quran, from the secret of scientific discovery in the Quran. These numbers, we are speaking numbers. So these are numbers that we might not understand. Why it is 900,951 angels? We don't know. But awliya Allah knows. And one day this significance of these numbers will come out, as they are discovering now significance of numbers in Holy Quran and Holy Hadith. So this breath that has been given, they count them, the breath of awliyaullah, on every breath 900,951 angels comes. Every day there is breath going out and coming in 24,000 breaths. Multiply by 24,000 by 900,951, multiplied by the numbers of awliyaullah, the inheritors of prophets. There are 124,000 inheritors in every century. You will find the number of angels that come every day and go visiting Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.